Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where an African-American leader is calling for shutting down one of America's biggest cities. Why? Coronavirus? No, the virus of violence, cascading violence, out of control violence, tragic violence, the death of a 3-year-old child over the weekend, along with 10 others in Chicago, with 85, that's 85 shootings. Think about the hospital space that that takes, even in a big city. We will be speaking with, and did I say 85 shootings? No, it's 104 people who were shot. 14 died over Father's Day weekend in Chicago. And the last weekend in May, 85 people were shot, but 24 of them fatally. 24 in one weekend. That was Chicago's most deadly weekend in years. We'll be talking about that with T.O. Hardiman, who is executive director of a group called Violence Interrupters, that is talking about how the black community, which are the main victims of this violence, how the black community can react to more effectively to do something about it. And one of the things that raises my ire is we are spending so much time recently on very, very extreme left-wing concerns, changing the symbolism on food packaging. There's a news story about, you'll pardon me, am I allowed to say it, Jeremy? Can I say Eskimo pie on the air without getting in trouble? The name attached to Eskimo pie, the chocolate-covered ice cream treat that has been around for nearly a century, will soon be retired in what is the latest product to yield to growing pressure to remove or rethink brands that have long been considered racist or culturally insensitive.
Eskimo Pie.
Breyer's
creamy,
brand.
Delicious ice cream made even more exciting with smooth, rich chocolate coating and wearing the label of quality known the world over. Eskimo Pie.
Okay, the story of Eskimo Pie is kind of interesting. The Eskimo Pie was invented by Christian Kent Nelson, who was inspired by a little boy who came into his confectionery shop in Iowa 100 years ago, in 1920, and it probably was in summertime like this. And he was looking at what he had to offer. He said, I can't decide between ice cream and a chocolate bar. And when Nelson asked, why didn't he just buy both? The child replied, sure, I know. I want them both, but I only got a nickel. So Nelson began looking for ways to make melted chocolate stick to frozen ice cream. And he eventually figured out that cacao butter was the perfect adherent. And his ice cream bricks were originally called ice cream bars. And it was not until Nelson became partners with Russell C. Stover, a Colorado chocolate maker, that the name was changed to Eskimo Pie. The invention made Nelson rich overnight. According to a 1922 New York Times article, Nelson, by the age of 29, was earning $30,000 a week in Eskimo Pie royalties, which, by the way, in today's terms is like $500,000 a week. It's pretty good money for ice cream. And in any event, they're changing the brand. We are committed to being part of the solution on racial equality and recognize the term Eskimo Pie is inappropriate, said Elizabeth Marquez, who is head of marketing for Dreyer's. That was a statement issued over the weekend. The company said it plans to have a new name by the end of the year and will discontinue the character of the cute little female Eskimo who had represented the product. And then the New York Times helpfully explains, the term Eskimo is commonly used in Alaska to refer to all Inuit and Yupik people, but it is considered derogatory by many who associate it with racist, non-native colonizers who settled in the Arctic and used the term. Okay, is this a heartbreaking loss of a precious piece of our heritage? I wouldn't say that. And it's a private company, and they'll do whatever they think is best for the company and best for the country and its employees and its shareholders and all. And that's fine, good. But really, the amount of time that is spent here trying to impose guilt, there's another company that's been very successful selling food, right? Chick-fil-A. Now, in the past, it was just slammed by people on the ultra-left because the owner of the company, the founder of Chick-fil-A, CEO Dan Cathy, had given to some Christian charities that did not support same-sex marriage. That apparently has been all worked out. And Dan Cathy actually has now taken a position in favor of shining shoes. How? Where? He, in fact, bought 1,500 shoe brushes for his employees so they could shine strangers' shoes. He explains it all on Sunday during a panel discussion at Passion City Church in Atlanta. Listen.
And I'd like to share, I know we're starting to get into some of our closing moments here, but a story that was shared with me by a dear friend who shared with me about a revival that was taking place at a church in Texas. And at that revival, in the front seat was an older African-American man that was sitting there. And this young man got up that was there in that service. And he'd been so gripped with conviction about the racism that was in that local community in a small town in Texas that he took a shoe brush and he walked over to this elderly gentleman and he knelt on his knees and began to shine his shoes. And tears began to flow in that service. It was an attitude of conviction. So I invite folks just to put some words to action here. And if we need to find somebody that needs to have their shoe shine, we need to just go right on over and shine their shoes. Any expressions of a contrite heart, of a sense of humility, a sense of shame, a sense of embarrassment, begin with an apologetic heart. I think that's what our world needs to hear today.
He bought 1,500 shoe brushes for his employees. I don't know how many of his employees. Has anybody out there had the experience of having somebody from Chick-fil-A with one of these shoe brushes come up to you and say, can I shine your shoes? I'd like to shine your shoes to show my contrite heart. Look, the problem with this is twofold. Number one, shining someone's shoes may be a very nice gesture. It's not going to change their life for the better. Giving them a job, helping them in school, even tutoring, that can make a difference. By the way, I have a background in that. I volunteered as a tutor in the inner city when I was in college and after. And, okay, that can make a difference. Signing somebody's shoes does not. The second point is, does this gesture actually make the shoe shiner a better person in society? Or does it simply represent a gesture? Guilt is not empowering. Gratitude is empowering. The idea that you refuse to be a victim, that you are going to take charge of your own life and conduct it properly and honorably. That's some part of the message from Teo Hardeman, who is an executive director of Violence Interrupters in Chicago, where there's a lot of violence that needs interruption. We'll be right back with him.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at MichaelMedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at MichaelMedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Michael Medved Show. I'm proud to welcome to our show T.O. Hardiman, who 2 years ago ran for governor of Illinois for the Democratic nomination. Unfortunately, he was defeated by J.B. Pritzker, who has not been a successful governor. How do we know? Well, right now, one of the biggest problems in the whole state of Illinois is there are 104 people shot, 14 shot to death, over a Father's Day weekend in Chicago. Teo Hardeman is executive director of Violence Interrupters. Mr. Hardeman, I take it you do not believe that defunding the police will solve this problem all on its own, do you?
Well, no, not at all. The thing is this, everybody talks about defunding the police, and I ask people this question right here. And don't get me wrong, I stand up against police brutality and excessive force all the time. But if somebody's in front of your house with two or three people standing in front of your house with guns out, who are you going to call? You're going to call the police 9 times out of 10. You know, a small percentage of the police are dead wrong. They cross the line all the time, and they need to be dealt with a certain way far with the legal system. But at the same time, I believe they should definitely reduce some of the funding for the police department and provide more resources in the area of mental health. I believe that needs to happen, and more cultural sensitivity training for police officers, okay?
Okay. And what else? I mean, you've called for radical measures. Why is this situation so critical? Again, all of a sudden, Chicago had been making some progress against violent crime. And now this in 2020, what's going on?
Well, first and foremost, see, everybody's trying to be politically correct. You're not going to reduce gun violence in Chicago being politically correct. It's going to take a non-traditional approach. You know, I'm the president of Violence Interrupters. I'm the former director of Ceasefire Illinois. And I know how to get results. It's just that the mayor has not reached back out to me. I reached out to her several times. No response. But let me just say this as well. The violence is all over the place in Chicago. You have petty arguments gone wild. You have misperceptions. You have the spirit of revenge. Some of it is gang-related. Some of it is drug-related. But at the same time, it's incumbent upon black men right now in Chicago to organize the same way people organize when the police kill somebody. Men and women in the black community should organize to the same level, 30,000-40,000 strong, and let's shut down our communities until we get it right. That's what needs to happen right now. You know, I have a restorative justice model which deals with healing circles, peace circles, and victim-offender reconciliation, the process of bringing people together. Hurt people hurt people. Right now, the mayor has to stop calling shots from the old playbook. The superintendent has to stop calling shots from the old playbook. The police have not been trained to stop killings on the front end. That doesn't mean I'm against the police. The police have been trained to show up after the fact. I've been trying to train police officers for years in the area of conflict resolution, and then people need to become honest here. It's hard to stop killings, and I want to make this crystal clear, because most killers do not talk. So people need to stop lying, talking about what they're stopping. You can intercept about 10% of the shootings and killings in Chicago. That's about it. You know, and I'm an expert, what you might say, in the field of gang mediation, conflict resolution. I'm an adjunct professor in the field of restorative justice. I'm not just a guy out here. I have a relationship with a lot of young people. I don't have the resources I used to have to be able to do a lot more work here, in other words, here in Chicago. But that's my response to what you just asked me, okay?
Okay. In terms of some of this killing, and I'm just reading a Sun-Times story. There was a 13-year-old girl who was sitting in her home in the West Side at 8:30 at night. It's not even late. And shots were fired. She was struck in the neck. She died.
Yes.
Amaria J. Jones. There was a 3-year-old boy who was killed 2 hours later when somebody opened fire at his father while they were driving in Austin.
Yes.
This is so horrific that this should be going on. Why is it that media don't pay attention to these victims, completely innocent, minding their own business, and they pay an enormous amount of attention? We all know the names. To the far less numerous victims of terrible police malpractice.
Without a doubt. So let's look at the case of George Floyd for a minute. The police was dead wrong. It was televised worldwide. We know that. But this little 3-year-old that was killed, we just had a lady killed in Baltimore. She was 26 years old. They arrested her boyfriend or something. She was pregnant. She was killed, and the guy allegedly killed a 3-year-old daughter as well. So where's all the outrage right now? Why is it that the black community has not basically organized 50,000 strong every day of the week the same way they have these protests against the police killing? I mean, that's what's needed right now in Chicago, and everybody understands what I'm talking about. It appears to be a double standard, I receive a whole lot of heat from my own people in the black community sometimes when I talk about the black-on-black violence, but 75 to 80% of all killings that occur in Chicago take place in the black community. So it's an issue that black men have to deal with. If it was happening in the Irish community, the Irish men would deal with it. If these type of kills were happening in the Italian community, the Italian men would deal with it, and that's what they did even back during the Lucky Luciano days. I mean, even though they still were gangsters, but they started to take over organized crime, and they called a peace treaty amongst the Italian mafia and all that kind of stuff. That's another long educational journey there. But the picture I'm painting is incumbent upon black men, and no program is going to actually stop the killings. It's going to take black unity. The same way we're unified on every other issue except stopping the killings in Chicago amongst black people. And in Baltimore, Philadelphia, the story goes on and on. Detroit, St. Louis. So the numbers out there everywhere.
And now you're entirely correct. And the so-called Capitol Hill occupied protest in Seattle, there were three now black victims. One dead, 19 years old. He had just graduated from high school, had his whole life ahead of him, killed. And their police weren't even allowed to come in to pick up the wounded and take him to the hospital. I mean, this is an insanity. I hope your message can get across to folks. Tell me very quickly. Because we want to put up the information about violence interrupters. Your idea is mediation of conflict? Is that the core idea?
Yes, that's the core idea. Conflict mediation, conflict resolution, and restorative justice. Peace circles, healing circles, and victim-offender reconciliation so we can help heal from the trauma and the pain out here because hurt people hurt other people. My website is violenceinterrupters.org, and people can just take a look at everything that I'm working
on. We'll link to it at our website, Mr. Hardiman. It's violenceinterrupters.org. And I know that you teach in the field of criminal justice. I hope that you continue. And all people of goodwill can only wish you success because in this hurting country right now, where, by the way, 23 U.S. states now see a rise in coronavirus cases. This is also brutally painful and destructive for the black community. The question is, how does changing the name of an ice cream bar or having a mass demonstration actually uplift people's lives? Which is what is needed, as T.O. Hardiman so eloquently put it. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
When it comes to the police reform bills in the Democratic-led House and Republican-led Senate, they're seemingly miles apart in agreement on things. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, tells Fox News some changes really do need to be made.
They also would like to see some standards in training. So you've got 50 different police academies with 50 different sets of training. Every state has one. So there should be some standardization.
The White House says President Trump is not directing a slowdown on coronavirus testing in the United States. White House spokesman Kayleigh McEnany saying the United States continues to test for the coronavirus.
We continue to test about 500,000 per day, about 500,000 people per day.
McEnany also saying that because of more testing, that means more positive cases. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Michael Medved Show, we just got a message with a great and healing, and I think brilliant suggestion from a listener out near our proud affiliate in Walla Walla, Washington. We will get to that in just a moment. But first, our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet? I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
The tweet is from Pete Wehner, who was an aide to President Reagan. He was an aide to President Bush. He is an outstanding conservative thinker and writer, columnist for the New York Times. But Pete tweets, that rhymes, doesn't it? Pete tweets. Pete Wehner tweets, tearing down General Grant's statue a few days ago, removing Theodore Roosevelt's statue is evidence of a disturbing impulse that's spreading in America. And then he quotes Edmund Burke, the great British parliamentarian. I'd never known this quote, but it's extremely pertinent. Burke wrote, "Rage and frenzy will pull down more in half an hour than prudence, deliberation, and foresight can build up in 100 years. Edmund Burke was one of the intellectual fathers of modern conservatism. He was a British parliamentarian who thought that the British war to compel America to remain part of the empire was a disaster. He was right. Meanwhile, we got an email that came in from Bart in Touche, Washington, or Touche, Washington. No, there really is such a place. It's in Walla Walla County. But Bart has a great idea. And he begins by saying, I've got a crazy idea. I'd like to establish a museum of unpopular history where we gather up all of the defaced statues and put them on display, complete with an in-depth description of the person and the manner of their statue's demise. Initially financed via GoFundMe. I have no idea how to do such a thing, but would love to take it on. Well, Bart, good luck with that. One piece of advice, though. If you are going to take it on, be sure that the new museum has 24-hour-a-day guards and lots and lots of video cameras and maybe some special protection from law enforcement, because you can only imagine, if, let's say you've gathered together the various statues that have been banned here, including that statue of Theodore Roosevelt that's coming down, which is a handsome piece of work. It is troubling. It's coming down from the front of the New York Museum of Natural History, and considering the Abraham Lincoln Emancipation Statue, it does show, it seems to me, some of the distance we've traveled. And some of the distance we've traveled, it's appropriate. I don't understand how anyone can think it was ever appropriate for a statue of Jefferson Davis to be in the Capitol building when that very building was the target of troops for whom he was the commander in chief as Confederate president. It's outrageous. He made war on our country. And, It's a very, very different situation from going after General Ulysses Simpson Grant. Look, the whole reason they're going after Grant is because he had a slave. And literally it was a slave. His wife had come from a slave-owning family, but I think her family owned two slaves. And at one point they had a slave who worked with them on their farm in Ohio in Illinois that failed. And Grant had a lot of business enterprises that failed, but he still managed to manumit his slave. Namely because he didn't believe in slavery. To get rid of him. And more to the point, Grant was the most unequivocal supporter of civil rights for black people in the South among U.S. presidents until Lyndon Johnson. And you got to give Lyndon Johnson credit on that. It was only after Grant left that they withdrew the federal troops. He was a great supporter of the Freedmen's Bureau, of the black right to vote. After all, he was a Republican president. And I don't know what political party Brett Favre is, but he does earn an award. I think a Golden Turkey Award for an interview you'll hear.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
Brett Favre makes one of the most obscene comparisons in recent conversation. This in an interview with TMZ. Listen.
You look at Colin Kaepernick, you know, people look at him and it's like a Jackie Robinson or a Muhammad Ali. Is Colin Kaepernick someone that belongs in Canton someday for what he did? Obviously, he led a team to a Super Bowl, but also for all he's done off the field.
I suppose that he's helped this cause tremendously and is deserving of much praise and respect, because it's not easy for a guy his age, black or white, Hispanic, whatever, to stop something that you've always dreamed of doing and put it on hold, maybe forever, for something that you believe in. You know, I can only think of right off the top of my head, Pat Tillman's another guy who did something, you know, similar. And we regard him as a hero. So I assume that hero status will be stamped with Kaepernick as well.
Okay. Pat Tillman, for people... Pat Tillman, for people who don't know, he interrupted his NFL, his pro football career, which was definitely on the upswing, to volunteer as an Army Ranger after 9-1-1, 9-11. And Pat Tillman died in action. He gave his life for his country. He was killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan. And this is the supreme sacrifice. We honor heroes who make the supreme sacrifice. Colin Kaepernick was a third-string quarterback, literally, who started that kneeling protest on his way out of the league. And then he parlayed that fame into a multi-million-dollar contract with Nike. And he keeps getting nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And by the way, he doesn't have to take hits to the head on the football field while he cashes in on the social activism. Now, I understand. Roger Goodell has said that, well, he would like to see some team sign Colin Kaepernick. Let us hope it is not the Seattle Seahawks. Can we hope that? We will be right back with a congressman from Colorado taking a shot at a former American president. We'll get to it and more on the Medved Show. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Michael Medved Show, Jason Crow, who represents Colorado's 6th District, Democrat, of course, he was one of the impeachment managers against President Trump. And so he's probably not on the Trump Christmas card list. This is cut number 8, Jeremy. He wants to broaden our conversation to deal with every single statue in the United States. Listen.
What's your feeling in general about something like that? If you're removing names of Confederate generals is one thing, but if you're removing statues of Teddy Roosevelt, what does that say?
Well, that specific statue, you're right. It does portray a subjugation of Native Americans and African Americans, and it's not an appropriate statue. What we need to do is have a conversation as a country. We need to have a conversation and go through a process where we have to come to terms with some of our monuments, our statues, the names of our streets, the names of our bases, and what's appropriate for our values. And actually having that conversation, going through that process, is really important. It'll allow us to educate ourselves on our history, educate ourselves on the complicated course that our history has gone through. We need to go through that process and have that discussion. That discussion is valuable, but the results of that will also be valuable.
Okay, why are they valuable? In other words, they're talking about, Theodore Roosevelt was, for his time period, a deeply enlightened, particularly when it came to issues of honoring African-American achievement, promoting their voting, promoting their support for the Republican Party, which, of course, was overwhelmingly the party of African-Americans at that time. How does it help anyone who is struggling, anyone who may be having a tough time figuring out a path forward in life, who may be struggling economically or educationally, maybe struggling with drug addiction? How does it help to remove the Theodore Roosevelt statue from in front of the New York Museum of Natural History? They'd already put a explanatory statement with the statue. And by the way, the statue does not portray the subjugation of the black race, with which Theodore Roosevelt had nothing to do, nor does it show the subjugation of Native Americans. What it shows is people of other races walking alongside Theodore Roosevelt, as if they're going in the same direction. Again, those figures shouldn't be there, got it. But the idea that somehow it's going to help, it's going to be valuable, Jason Crow says, to go through this discussion. I was struck by this. There's an ABC News poll, and I think we can agree that ABC News is not conservative, but they asked people a couple of things, and I guess they would say, or you might say, oh, it shows how racist people really are. They asked this, do you support or oppose, it asks about renaming military bases that carry the names of Confederate leaders. And I think it's appropriate to rename those military bases. It's a relatively mild thing. It's not to erase the Confederacy from history. You can never do that. But why should we honor in the American Army a defeated enemy? We don't have Fort Irwin Rommel anywhere. We don't have Fort Tojo. Come on. In any event, when it comes to changing the names of military bases, according to the ABC News poll released this weekend, 56% are opposed. 42% are for it. So then that begs the question, how do we make decisions in this country? Jason Crow was talking about going through this whole process. We're going to look at streets. We're going to look at military bases. We're going to look at everything, and try to understand how we remake our history. Are you going to allow the public to have a voice in that? Don't we believe that government derives its just power from the consent of the governed? Oh, wait a minute. That's in the Declaration of Independence. Oh, wait a minute. That was written by Thomas Jefferson. Oh, wait a minute. His statue needs to go on the scrap heap of history. This is ridiculous. And the point is, it doesn't help. By the way, they also asked people here, do you think the federal government should or should not pay money to black Americans whose ancestors were slaves as compensation for that slavery? Should not, 73%. Should, 26%. Yes, there's a difference. Black people are much more likely to favor government payments to them. And which, by the way, that's called human nature. But the idea is, okay, how does this stuff supposedly remake the country? If the country, even right now, is stiffening its spine and saying, wait a minute, this has just gone too far. It's gotten ridiculous. And the vandalism, if nothing else, the vandalism has to stop. Now, this is one of those things where I do not share, and we're going to talk about it coming up on the show. There is a general sense that Trump's speech in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on Saturday night was a disaster. I don't think it was a great occasion. By the way, neither does Trump. In the middle of his speech, he said, I know when I give a great speech. I know when I give a not-so-great speech. And this speech, so far, it's average. He said that in the middle of his speech. Okay, this was not his greatest speech, but it wasn't a disaster, partially because I think he touched upon and connected with two of the themes he's going to use in the general campaign. And one of the themes being that the Democratic Party, people like Joe Biden, may not embrace the full agenda of the radical left and the complete erasure of American history and the complete imposition of guilt and reparations and basically, oh, we are a terrible country and the only way to make America better is to basically rip up everything that we have. This is not what the American people believe. It is not. And it is ahistorical as well. America has been the most profound blessing to the world. And yes, Theodore Roosevelt, for one, is one of our greatest leaders. Abraham Lincoln is another. And yes, Thomas Jefferson is another. And yes, George Washington most definitely is the beginning of the whole process. Do these people have flaws? Do they have some views that would be unacceptable today? Sure. All of them. Everybody. You know what? I mean, Barack Obama had some views that would be unacceptable today. Barack Obama was a great defender of traditional marriage when he got elected. He did not believe in authorizing. Okay, but things change. And again, at least on that issue, are we going to have to go through trashing monuments for everybody who at one time or another, including Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Joe Biden, one time or another said, yes, I'm a strong defender of traditional marriage. I do not want to see marriage between one man and another man, or one woman or another woman, or however you want to redefine it. The point is, history moves on. And the question really should be how you help people. And there, by the way, in the Wall Street Journal, there's a very good piece, and I'm really glad they did it, and they did it in some detail. It's a biography, point by point, of Derek Chauvin, who is now looking at an almost certain conviction of, at the very least, manslaughter. He's charged with second-degree murder in the death of George Floyd, and of George Floyd. And the point is, when you read the story of these two guys, who were born just a year apart, and even worked for a while in the same nightclub providing security. They didn't know each other, apparently. But when you read the story of George Floyd, it's so sad, growing up in a public housing project. And it's not sad just the night that he was killed. That was a culmination of sadness and breakdown. And if you look at the stuff that people are talking about right now, you know what? Defunding the police would have made no difference, no difference in all of the suffering that George Floyd went through in his life before the night of his tragic death and of his unjustifiable killing. That, it seems to me, is worth confronting. So what about the future of this presidential campaign? What are the two themes that Trump is going to emphasize? All will be revealed in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.